And we're now talking about an upcoming show at the New Theater in Newtown called Young Pretender, part of the Sydney Fringe Festival, revolving around Charles Edward Stuart, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Charlie, and his yearning in 1745 to lead the Jacobite uprising and fight for freedom. This performance brings together a unique contemporary interpretation with raw Scottish historical underpinnings of what determines success and defeat. And I am joined in the studio by Mark Nagel, the director, and Maddie Osborne, one of the actors in the performance. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good morning to you.
And Mark, how did you discover this sort of theatrical piece? Where did this come from?
Well, that was a bit of magic. I go into bookshops all the time, and I was reaching for a play on a top shelf, and apparently next to it was this slim volume, and it fell on my lap face down, and there was a blurb on the back, and I just read that, and I went, wow. And then I just opened a page, I always do that, sample the dialogue, and I went,
So you actually just found this play on a shelf?
Shouldn't just do facial gestures on the radio.
You found this entire play on a shelf?
It was in a Glee bookshop, and I reached for it, and then another play, and then it fell right on my lap with the blurb on the back, and I thought, thank you, God.
That's pretty incredible. That sounds pretty crazy. I mean, what's the play about, though? What's it focusing on? So it concerns Bonnie Prince Charlie.
That's right. Well, the blurb on the back didn't really go into all that. It's basically about a 24, 25-year-old who knows that he is destined to do something historically and dynastically with his family. But he has to claw back that potential future by reclaiming the British throne. And how he goes about that is through just absolute zeal and fighting and negotiating to a certain degree. But he's not a great negotiator. He's not a great strategician in any way. But so really he's just leaving it to some degree in the hands of the gods and trying to find different angles to get in.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Maddie?
Yeah, I think when I first read the blurb of the show, the thing that Evie Crow said that really hit the nail on the head is that it's about any young person who's ever tried to stand up for something, and that whether it was in the 1700s or 2016 is always going to be relevant.
So it has a nice universal appeal as well.
Totally, yeah.
Now, I mean, there's not necessarily a lot of quality control on books that fall into your lap in bookstores, but what really draws you in the play in particular? I mean, the story sounds pretty sound, but...
Well, it was when I looked at that dialogue, and it's a story set in the middle of the 18th century. However, the dialogue is absolutely 21st century. In fact, it's so fresh. And this is the trick. And this is the joy of this play, because we're mixing historical with the contemporary. And the playwright is very much wanting that to come across. And it's funny and it's fresh. It's not full of these and thous, and it's not bogged down in the history. You get a great little history lesson.
Not quite Shakespeare.
No, no. But, yeah, it's contemporary. It's almost dude speak, I would call it. But there are beautiful poetic moments in it as well. It's must have been quite a chore learning, but it just flows and flows and flows. It's really, really lyrical. We've added some great music to it, and Anthea Pellino, my sound designer, has done a fantastic job underscoring it. The costuming is brilliant, and the lighting's coming along a treat as well.
And so with the production, have you done, I mean, you just talked about underscoring it and putting music to it. What other kind of challenges have you had bringing it to an actual stage or actually staging, or was it already with, you know, fully everything planned out in the script?
I think when that fell in my lap, and by the time I'd got on the bus and by the time I'd got home, I had the design planned. And so I knew where I was going with it. I knew which venue it would be brilliant in, and for a fringe festival, because it's only a 65-minute long play. So I see plays in my mind when I read them and I hear them. And so, yes, the design concept is very, very simple. You've got to keep it simple for the fringe because you've got to get on in 10 minutes and get off in 10 minutes. So I think it's quite a clever little design, very, very simple. And white boxes in a black box. I was just thinking about that again last night. It sort of highlights the stark nature of the Scottish landscape, but also how Charlie sees things very black and white. He's not used to being in the real world with real people, and he has to really decide that there is a middle ground and that he has to negotiate with other people. And it's not just his birthright to be king. And his father tried to get it back, and his grandfather lost it. So the Paul Stuarts, you know, the...
the House of Stuart, yeah.
The House of
the
Stuart.
The Scottish royal line.
Yeah. Read about them. They...
Well, it has a whole appeal of fascinating history as well, of course, behind it, which is always fun in these historical plays. Mm. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Mark Nagel and Maddie Osborne about their new play coming to the New Theatre, Young Pretender. And Maddie, how did you get involved in all this? What drew you to this script?
Originally, it was the call out for actors who could do a Scottish accent. That, for me, was a big drawing card. And then when Mark sent through the script, I read it all. I read the blurb, and I, again, was really drawn to this idea that it's a timeless narrative. And it's something that, you know, when mum and dad come and see it, they'll recognize the historical figures. And then when my friends, who are my age, come and see it, they'll recognize the fervor and the guts mm-hmm. that the story has.
And you who are you playing in the actual production?
So I play the two female roles. There's Katie and Flora, and they're both very, very different roles, which has been really great as an actor, particularly like as a female actor. My experience is that there's not often a lot of roles with a lot of depth for women in the Australian theatre scene.
And especially in a historical pieces, there's a lot of very shallow or absent female
exactly.
characters.
Yeah. No, but it's been a really wonderful process. And the costume designer, Caitlin Hodder, has been incredible. She's really taken on board the characters and how different they are, and how the costumes and the aesthetic can be used to like really empower the two female characters. Because as I said, they're very different, but they each have their own very distinct look.
So when you're playing them, how do you switch between two extremely different characters? Do you have to like go off stage and just like get yourself in a new mindset? Or?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, as an actor, you do a bit of training into the physicality, how you can physicalize different characters. Also vocally. So the first character I play is sort of what you're describing, that quite vapid, pretty shallow female character who's sort of just there to sit like a little lace tablecloth, and so she's
and provide, you know, the gender quota, so we're like, oh, the women also exist.
Exactly, women are represented. Tick. No, but she has a much more like higher resonance in her voice and what have you. And then the second character is much more earthy, and Flora is a Jacobite, and so she supports the cause that Charlie supports, and so she's much more grounded and she has a much lower resonance in her voice. So yeah, and that was like something really great throughout the whole process. Mark, as the director, was really helpful in being able to help me as an actor identify the differences between those characters. So it's come along nicely.
That sounds really cool. So Mark, this will be coming to the New Theatre when?
We open tomorrow night, that is Tuesday the 13th of September at 6 p.m. and it plays until Saturday the 17th of December. So it's only 5 nights, various times.
The 17th of September probably is what you meant. 17th of December would be quite a long run.
We hope.
True.
So it runs all this week from tomorrow.
Again. 13th to the 17th of September. But it's 6 o'clock the first night, 8 o'clock the next, 6 o'clock the third. Uh-huh. 8 o'clock.
6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
And then the last night, 7 o'clock, just to trick you.
Oh, goodness. Well, excellent.
Us up on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll put a link to this on 2ser.com/thedaily. Before we go, can we have a taste of your Scottish accent?
Oh, God.
If you feel comfortable sharing it, you don't have to.
So there's one line that Flora says constantly throughout the play, and it's terrific. So you should all come and see the show, lads, lasses. It'll be terrific.
Excellent. That was great. Thanks so much. All right. So check it out. It's called Young Pretender. It's going to be showing at the New Theater Newtown. We'll have details on our website, or look it up as part of the Sydney Fringe Festival. Opening tomorrow, runs till Saturday. Should be very interesting. Thank you very much, Maddie and Mark.
Thanks so much, Sam. Thank you, Sam.